Welcome back into Inside the Numbers. It's time for the Weber Mortgage Spotlight Game Preview. And this week's game is the Bahamas Bowl, which pits UAB and Ohio next Friday at 12:30 Eastern Time. Bill Clark's Blazers, they take on Frank Solich and the Bobcats from Ohio. UAB struggled to get support and recognition in Birmingham. It's an urban campus, kind of a commuter school. And most fans in Birmingham, they're going to align themselves with Auburn or Alabama. Watson Brown, he took over as head coach of the Blazers back in 95, moved them up to 1AA. Bill Clark took the job in 2014 after years of futility and actually got bowl eligible, but only found out that his job in the program was going to be shut down.
That's right, Coach. Never seen anything like it. UAB football program shut down in 2014. Now, we've seen other schools get hit with massive sanctions. Of course, SMU got the death penalty. Houston had big sanctions. Those schools needed years to recover. And UAB, in their first year back, they won 8 regular season games. That's the most in school history, playing as 1A. And they're going to the second bowl game in school history. Look, Bill Clark gets my vote for National Coach of the Year.
Yeah, Watson Brown took the Blazers to the Hawaii Bowl back in the early 2000s, and that's been their only appearance. As a matter of fact, the only time they were eligible to go to a bowl was Bill Clark's first year when they shut the program down. Of course, Bill, longtime successful head coach at Prattville High School, a handful of state championship rings from there, got to make the jump into the college ranks when South Alabama started their program, and he was the defensive coordinator for Joey Jones. Then he took his first head coaching job at the college level at his alma mater, Jack State, did very well there, and then the UAB job came open with Garrett McGee leaving and going to Louisville. And, of course, we all know what happened after that. Ohio, they come in with a record of 8-4. Frank Solich, former Nebraska coach, been to bowl games, 6 at Nebraska, I believe, and he's taken Ohio to 8. And so he is, again, you have two great coaches in this games coaching at what you would consider mid-major programs.
That's right. You and I have been accused of leading the heading up the Frank Solich fan club, but his record speaks for itself. Ohio's won 8 games each of the last 3 years. Seems like they're in the mix in the MAC just about every single season. Solich, a proven winner at every level. UAB, you mentioned it, they didn't have enough fan support to keep their program going, and this year the Blazers led the league in attendance. Now, if you look at the stands, it may not look totally full, but as far as paid attendance, they led the league. Just an incredible turnaround.
Yeah, you have to look at it. These are schools that are playing. Some of these schools are playing in stadiums that seat, you know, 70,000 people. And a lot of times in the SEC, a lot of people are spoiled thinking that every college program has 80 to 100,000 people in the stands every Saturday. That's just not true. You know, that is a 35,000 would be a great size stadium for UAB. They would fill that thing up in short order, I think. But anyway, let's go ahead. Let's bring in the president of Weber Mortgage, Michael Weber. Always, it's great to have you on. Listen, you're right there in Birmingham. You've got to see the resurrection of this UAB team, from the start.
Yeah, hello, man. Thanks for having me. And this is the ultimate don't know what you got till it's gone story, right? I mean, you're talking about a program that was, I mean, listen, it doesn't sound nice to say it, but they were irrelevant. People in town didn't even care about UAB. And when they took the program away, there was enough of an uproar. It was a good, story for the media to chase. And I still really didn't feel like it would matter. You know, the program was gone, gets resurrected. How does a program that disappears, that is gone off the face of the map, come back and have an 8-win season? Yeah, I'm so impressed, and I agree with Mike Bernard about this. There's several guys that you could make a argument for Coach of the Year, but to be able to, there's only really two guys in my opinion that I would, anytime you take a team from winless to an undefeated season in two seasons, your name should be talked about. And certainly anytime you take a program that was gone and you come back, and you, and this isn't a program that was, you know, a regular bowl appearance program before they were gone, and you bring them back and you win eight games and you're going to the Bahamas Bowl, you'd have a tough time telling me that Bill Clark shouldn't be in that conversation, if not, you know, recognized as Coach of the Year. So it's going to be one of those games. I mean, what a great way to get rewarded, too. There's a lot of bowl games that even just being bowl eligible, UAB could have got to that, you know, these kids would have appreciated. But to be able to go to the Bahamas, what a great story for UAB. I'm amazed, really, that it has not got more attention. It really, I don't even feel like it's got that much attention here in Birmingham, but I'm amazed that it hasn't got more attention nationally given this program's history.
I think it's interesting that UAB, as you said, Michael, they're going to their second bowl game, and they're probably the only school in NCAA who has been to bowl games but will never played one on the mainland yet. I think that's kind of funny when you think about it. Of course, their first bowl appearance was to Hawaii, so they got on the plane and went over there, and then now going to the Bahamas. Michael, when you look at this team, again, Bill Clark, this time a year ago, he had a football team, but they had no schedule. They weren't playing anyone. They were just practicing. And when you think about them going to a bowl game, it just it blows your mind, because no one thought they would be there, no one except Bill Clark. As a matter of fact, when they went back to the NCAA and said, okay, we're bringing back football, and there are some stipulations that we would like, one of them was that, you know, we want to be able to play for a bowl. Well, now, you know, Bill Clark, being the competitor that he is, you know, he thought, hey, we can get there. But no one else did. As a matter of fact, I think the NCAA probably just gave them that as like, yeah, y'all can go to a bowl. Yes, we'll let you play for a bowl, thinking they may be lucky to win two games all year. But Bill Clark and the Blazers, you know, they quiet the critics, they silence the doubters, and I think it's outstanding that they're getting to go to this bowl. And as you said, Michael, you know, there are a lot worse places you can go. If you got your choice of playing in the Big Potato Bowl in Idaho or the Bahamas, I'm taking the Bahamas. But hey, speaking of performance, Bill Clark and these Blazers, again, they went above and beyond, just like you guys do there at Weber Mortgage. You take a personal interest in every loan that you write, every mortgage that you create. You know, that's a competition for you. You're looking for victory, aren't you?
Guys, you know this, Bogey, and you know this, Mike Bernard. The life's all about expectations, right? If you don't set expectations, somebody else is going to set them for you. But no matter who sets the expectations, we expect people to exceed those expectations. I mean, that's what sets people apart. That's what great coaches teach their kids. That's what Bill Clark has somehow set expectations at a program that were probably way above what he should have been setting them at. And certainly what, you know, a legendary coach like a Frank Solich has been able to do repeatedly at a program that, you know, to those who are big fans of the Power Five, really, they don't know, no fan of the Power Five is really going to know much, if anything, about Ohio. So setting expectations is what we do here, and exceeding expectations is our primary focus. And if we do those two things, if we can set people's expectations where they need to be, and then we can exceed those expectations, we've done our job. We want to do that with every single client that we have. And we set reasonable expectations, but we push it hard. So we want to make sure that people understand what their options are and that they walk out of this process in the best financial place they can be. And that goes a lot deeper than just, hey, what's your rate on a 30-year mortgage right now? So, you know, when you call Weber Mortgage or the people that we're going to connect you with, if you're outside the state of Alabama, you're going to get a lot more than just, hey, here's an interest rate, let us know if you like it, and then we're going to deliver an exceptional experience to you that's going to take you all the way through the closing table, if it's purchase of your new home or a refinance of a home that you already own. So please expect us to exceed those expectations when you call Weber Mortgage.
Of course, Michael, you're there in the Birmingham area, and you can write mortgages anywhere within the state of Alabama. But, of course, we have affiliates all the way down in Miami, all the way up to Chicago, out to L.A. And if you're listening to this broadcast and you're hearing about the great service Weber Mortgage can give you, but you live outside the state of Alabama, don't let that stop you. You go ahead and call Weber Mortgage, contact Weber Mortgage, because Mike, just like Bill Clark has all those players and all those teammates, they all do a certain job. You've got teammates in every state in the union that's going to give their customers there the same type service and support that you do in Birmingham.
We do. We've got a network of people that are business owners that take care of their clients, and we verify and we vouch for those people. We're not going to refer you to just a company name. We're going to have personal referrals for people that we know will treat our customers that we're sending out there the same way that we treat them. So and the best way for them to get in touch with Boji is just to really, the internet's the easiest way. It's www.webermortgage.com, Weber spelled with one B, webermortgage.com. Or if they want to pick up the phone because they prefer that personal contact on the first conversation, they can do that by calling 205-823-6701.
All right. Of course, you can go to gamedaysportsradio.com, and you can follow the link to Weber Mortgage right there if you want to. Michael, back to the game here. Again, I think this could be one of the more entertaining bowl games of the bowl season. But, who do you like to win this one?
I'm going to be cheering, obviously, for UAB and Coach Bill Clark. I think they got a really uphill battle. We talk about expectations. You got a guy like Frank Solich. He's going to have no trouble convincing his kids that they can win this football game. And, the danger of bowl season that we talk about every year is, does your expectations of whether you overachieved or you view yourself as having underachieved, we didn't get as good a bowl game as we wanted, or we got a better bowl game than we wanted. Sometimes for these young kids, that impacts how they perform in the actual game. The game is almost an afterthought for them. And I'm not saying that'll be the case for UAB, but that'll be a tough challenge for Bill Clark. And I don't think Frank Solich is going to have to deal with that. So I feel like if you're just talking win-loss, you know, Ohio's probably the direction that I would go. But I definitely think UAB can keep it inside the number, and I'm sure Mike Bernard can speak more to that.
All right, Mike Bernard, you always hear you always talk about which team is motivated not to play well, not motivated to win, but just motivated about being there come bowl season. Which way do you see this game?
That's right, Coach. And guys, look, I mean, motivation is the biggest factor in bowl handicapping. And really, I think both teams are going to have be equal on that front because, again, they're going to the Bahamas. They both have great coaches that can keep their emotions intact. And Ohio is a 7.5 or 8-point favorite because they played a tougher schedule than UAB. UAB did beat three bowl teams, their lower tier teams, but they did get three bowl wins. And look, both of these teams, as far as the point spread, they're great in Vegas. UAB is 7-2-1 against the number their last 10 games. Ohio's covered 10 of their last 14 games. Tells you two things: they're well coached, and that they don't get they don't command the respect that they probably should get out in Vegas. I'll be pulling for UAB. I don't know if they're going to have enough. Like Michael Weber said, they may just be glad to be there and not show up. I don't see that, but I think Ohio's a better team, but I'll be pulling for the Blazers.
I think that I'll be pulling for the Blazers, too. Obviously, I have a relationship with Bill Clark, a long-time relationship with Bill, and just excited for everything that he's done there at UAB. But, again, I have so much respect for Frank Solich. And one thing about both of these squads is, as far as from a coaching standpoint, both squads are very well coached, and they both go into games with plans, the best plans, to give them the opportunity to win. And it's tough for me to say one team has an advantage over the other here. I think this may turn into one of those bowl games that it comes down to the last moment, and the last team to with the ball is going to score and win. Who knows? But I'm just excited for UAB and the Blazers. Michael Weber, thank you for being with us, as always, here on the Weber Mortgage Spotlight Game Preview. And again, I want to tell everyone they can contact you by going on our website, GameDaySportsRadio.com, clicking on the Weber link, and it'll take you there, and you can fill out all the information. And again, if you want to pick up the phone, though, and talk to someone, just like today, but we had to wait to get you on the air because you were talking to a customer. And so that's the kind of personalized service that you get from Weber Mortgage. So if someone wants to pick up the phone and call you, how do they do that?
Just dial area code 205-823-6701. And there's an option that says, the number one option says, I'm calling about a new loan. So if they push number one, they'll come right to me.
All right. Michael Weber, president of Weber Mortgage, thank you so much. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Inside the Numbers.